The Age of Disclosure UAPs on deck. NR 1 hour 49 minutes documentary 2025. They aren't called UFOs anymore. Suspected unidentified flying vessels have been rebranded as UAPs, an acronym for Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon. It isn't just the sci-fi geeks who are using this terminology. High-ranking members of the United States Congress have embraced both the expression and the possibility there might be something to them. Unfortunately, if UAPs do exist, they could very well represent a profound threat to national security. There is also the issue of the decades-old cover-up. Numerous military and intelligence veterans raised the alarm in Dan Farah's new documentary, The Age of Disclosure. If anyone ought to know about UAPs, it should be Jay Stratton and Lou Elizondo. They investigated these mysterious sightings for the federal multi-agency Advanced Aerospace Identification Program and its successor, the UAP Task Force. The two military intelligence veterans clearly serve as the film's lead voices. However, much of what they claim to know they can't disclose because it remains highly classified. Skeptics will argue this is awfully convenient, but it should also sound credible to anyone who has extensive dealings with top-secret material. Observables. According to Elizondo, five observables define UAPs. The mysterious flying objects travel at hypersonic speeds. They accelerate instantaneously. They're hard to detect. The UAPs also navigate in multiple mediums, including space, the atmosphere, and even the oceans. Finally, the phenomena even seem to contradict the principles of gravity. Recently, a sixth corollary has emerged. Closely viewing UAP phenomenon often leads to negative physical consequences. Suspiciously, those observations were disproportionately made by Navy pilots compared to their Air Force counterparts. Perhaps there is good reason for this discrepancy. The USAF has long been rumored to be entwined with what Farah's experts dub the legacy. Essentially, this is the deep state cabal supposedly orchestrating X-Files-like cover-ups overseen by shot callers from the Central Intelligence Agency. Also purportedly complicit are select private sector defense contractors who were recruited to devise applications for confiscated alien tech, assuming UAPs really are indeed not of our Earth. Admittedly, this kind of dot connecting sounds a bit paranoid. However, the film's producers remind viewers that the CIA and the USAF were congressionally chartered at the same time and is a rather odd coincidence. Sometimes, Farah and company try to imply too much, especially since the documentary's focal figures are so constrained in terms of what they can confirm on camera. However, the most compelling aspect of The Age of Disclosure is the sheer volume of current and former high-ranking government officials, all of sound reputation, who express concern regarding UAPs. Official concern. The honor roll of concerned parties includes current Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senator Mike Rounds, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Representative Andre Carson, Representative Tim Burchett, Rear Administrator Tim Gallaudet, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Christopher Mellon. Notably, Republicans and Democrats are about equally represented in Farah's documentary. Nobody outright argues UAPs are of alien origin, at least in the traditional science fiction understanding of the term. The various talking heads make a terrifyingly convincing case that, whatever UAPs might be, they represent a potential national security threat. It's quite chilling to hear multiple veteran fighter pilots admit the U.S. military has nothing remotely comparable to UAPs, with respect to their speed and maneuverability. Hey. Nor can we expect to develop similarly performing aircraft anytime soon. If UAPs are not alien to our world, they might represent an even worse scenario. As Farah's talking heads point out, if they are controlled by a hostile earthly regime, it would constitute a graver intelligence failure than the warning signs that were overlooked ahead of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. It's also worth noting that Farah's experts criticize the establishment media for largely addressing UAPs in a counterproductive way, equating aerial sightings with a crackpot who makes the sightings. The participants' legal constraints entail stylistic limitations for Farah. Regardless of viewers' fascination with UAPs, the film almost entirely consists of respectable-looking men and women simply speaking into Farah's camera. The combined weight of the collected testimony and suspicions carry potentially deadly, serious implications. If nothing else, Farrow's film should convince audiences a lot of serious people are taking this subject very seriously, which is a sobering thought. Recommended for its scrupulously measured tone. The Age of Disclosure opened in theaters on November 21st. The Age of Disclosure. Director, Dan Farah. Documentary, not rated. Running time, 1 hour 49 minutes. Release date, November 21st, 2025. Rated, 3.5 stars out of 5. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.